Hello, this is Teresa.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How can I help you tonight?
I just need my fortune read really fast because I'm on a budget.
Okay. What would you like to know?
Everything.
Everything?
Yeah, as quick as possible. Everything.
Okay.
Alphabetically, please.
Huh?
Alphabetically, please.
Alphabetically?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me see what I can find out for you here real quick.
Are you doing cards? Or are you...
Yes, I do cards.
Are you a flamboyant?
Flamboyant?
I mean clairvoyant.
Clairvoyant. Yes, I can be.
Oh.
Depending on the circumstance and...
So you're like an all-trades psychic?
Yes, I was actually trained to do this.
Okay. Where do you go to school for that?
I was brought up in it.
Oh, I see.
I was raised this way.
Like your mom was a gypsy?
Yes.
And your dad was a circus freak?
No. My dad was actually a truck driver.
Oh, okay. That makes complete sense then.
Most people say that. Okay. Let's see here. The Nine of Wands. Cycle of completion. Looks like there's a completion coming in something that you're looking at.
Does that mean I'm going to die?
No, not dying. No. There's nothing that I see here about death for you. At least not anytime soon. Everyone dies, but not anytime soon. Thank goodness for that. Let's see. What else do I have here? Success after struggle. Looks like there's going to be a time that you're going to struggle for a while, but there's success at it. What you have to remember is that you have to work through it. We all have struggles in our lives, and we have to fight through those to get to the better things. And it looks to me like you're going to come out just fine.
Okay.
Let's see, what else do we've got here? The Nine of Cups. Success and triumph. Once again, more success. That's awesome.
This sounds kind of generic.
Positive, huh?
Yeah. Hey, can you answer me something kind of specific?
Sure, I can try.
Do you know, can you tell me if I'm gonna, I don't know, get arrested or go to jail or anything anytime soon for all of my 900 number abuse and fraud?
900 abuse and fraud, huh?
Yeah, you know, where I call 900 numbers for free using illegal methods. Am I gonna get in trouble for that?
Is a judgment card.
Oh, of course.
Time of positive change. Looks like you're also going to have a time of retribution. Karma's going to come back on you. I see that.
Oh, crud.
Balancing of karma. Your last card on the list is what we call a karma card.
Mm-hmm.
And what I see is a balancing of karma. Also, I see some personal things that also is going to work against you in karma. You need to be really careful about what you do and what you put out in the world.
I'm always careful.
Because the more negative energy you put out, the more bad things that you do, that's what's going to come back to you.
Just like Earl.
Hmm?
Just like on My Name is Earl.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
It's like when he steals things, like bees sting him and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Karma is a very, very powerful thing. And what people forget...
I don't like bee stings.
It's worse than bee stings.
Mm-hmm.
If you put out, like, say, you want to win the lottery one day. Okay.
Like Earl.
Like if you go out and buy a lottery ticket and you say, I want to win the lottery, but you buy a lottery ticket and you go, oh, but this is probably a loser, then you're putting that out into the universe. If you go into something with a positive attitude and remain in the positive attitude and remain in the positive light, then you're going to receive positive energy back. If you put out negativity or bad things out, that's what you're going to receive back. That is what karma is about.
What if I go into this phone fraud thing with a positive attitude?
It's still fraud, sweetheart.
Oh.
What that means is you may be putting out positive energy while you're doing it, but you're committing something that is not only legally wrong, but also morally wrong. You have to understand that when you do something that harms another, mm-hmm. that comes back on you. And although you may not think that it harms you, but when you are defrauding a company, what you're doing is you're taking money away from somebody who's working very hard to feed their family. Okay?
Well, okay, but the people that I'm defrauding, what if they're bad people, and what if I'm karma? You know, I'm getting them back for their bad actions. And what if they got their money from running a chop shop?
Or selling children.
Karma is karma. Everybody has karma. But if you're going out purposely defrauding, like, what? Okay, let me ask you this. What are you trying to defraud? Are you trying to defraud sex lines? Are you trying to defraud my line?
Yeah, your line. But, like, okay but let's say, I mean, you know, like, it's like I'm karma. I'm getting those people back that do bad things because these are bad people.
But how am I a bad person?
No, it's not you. It's not about you. It's the people that I'm defrauding to call you.
Oh.
So you know, they have to pay for it, not you.
Oh.
Do you get a lot of chargebacks?
I see what you're saying now. Okay. One of the things that...
So it's okay, right?
No, actually, it's not. Okay, and I'm going to explain to you why. Okay?
But if nobody gets the bad karma, then you're wrong on that area, you know? Like,
What do you believe that you're getting back at them for?
For being bad people.
What makes them a bad person?
I don't know. They beat their kids or something. Let's just say that.
Okay.
For example.
Then what you need to do for an example like that, okay, is the proper karma action for that would be to call the authorities, correct?
No, it'd be to beat them.
Well, yeah, okay.
I should abduct their children so they don't get beat anymore. I'll put them in my van. My windowless van.
Really don't want to do that.
Why not?
Because then you're committing an act that is beyond what you're trying to do.
But I'm saving a child. You know, God would see it that way. And, you know, who cares about laws and stuff? It's all for the greater good. I'm going to take that child and raise him in a good environment.
You have to understand that that's not something that your God would want.
I'm going to give him a kick-ass allowance.
Does it make up for the act in which that you have them? You're not understanding what I'm trying to communicate.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay. Just because you believe that somebody has done something wrong, whether it's true or not, okay, if you believe that somebody has done something wrong, what you need to learn to do is you need to learn to sit back and allow karma, natural karma, to come take hold. Okay?
Someone's got to take action, though. I want to be karma.
If you want to take action, then you do it legally. You do it the right way. Because if you don't do it legally, and if you don't do it the right way, then that what you're doing is you're putting out, even though you have a good intention.
Okay. I'm bored. I'm going to go abduct children now. Bye.